Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Be the Vessel podcast. My name is Daniel, and I play the roles of channeler and intuitive psychologist, aiming to bridge all aspects of the healing arts while navigating my return journey to the stars. I interview those journeying through all aspects of healing, whether that be from more traditional Western frames or from a more spiritual or spirit-based connection. What I always find is that everyone is a bridge between worlds, a universe unto themselves, and a unique light that shines brightly for the collective. If you like what you hear and are interested in more of my offerings, consider joining the Be the Vessel community at patreon.com/DrDanielAtkins, where you will find various unique offerings, bonus content, and podcasts such as my own channeled information and the new Be the Vessel healing series. May you find what you're looking for and remember the light within. Happy eclipse season, all. Or maybe not so happy, depending how you are invited to shift. Either way, I send you blessings on riding this wave through the shadows and into the light. Here is a transmission I was guided to deliver in communion with the Pleiadian Collective and the aspect I connect with identified as Aja. I recognize this language is off-putting for some, but I have been encouraged to identify the quote-unquote source of this transmission more specifically for you. But truthfully, I am not so attached to these stories. I simply let them flow through me in alignment with my own heart and personal truth, which unfolds moment by moment. And so, I invite you as well to let go of any story that does not resonate, allowing the frequency of this transmission to wash over you, lighting you up and guiding you forth only if it's meant to. There are an infinite array of spiritual perspectives, and this is simply one more. But the true source exists beyond all perspectives, beyond all stories, and beyond all knowing. So if you allow it to be so, may this perspective be a medicine, an invitation, and a gift for you on your own path to personal truth and expansion. Greetings all. We are Aja of the Pleiadian Collective, resonating at the 8th density, arriving through the 8th dimensional plane of existence, of perspective, for you today. We are grateful for the channel, for allowing this message to be transmitted for you all, as we are grateful for the existence of your whole collective, for all of humanity, which we have watched for much time, for eons. And we're so grateful to be with you here and now, as this is a pivotal point on your journey, on your path of evolution, on your expansion into the light, to coming home, to reuniting with your source. As you have forgotten for much time, you have been separate from the source for much time now. In a way, it has like someone has turned out the lights on your planet, as if the light of your sun has gone dark. Of course, for many, you have been unable to perceive it as such. Many who have not awakened to the existence of the greater play, the greater web, the greater intelligence, the greater source, it is as if nothing has gone dark at all. But maybe they have simply felt dim, lower in their emotions, more fearful, more hesitant of the environment in which they live. This is by no coincidence. Everyone has felt the limitation, the dimness, the disconnection, the separateness. You see, it has not always been this way on your planet. From the beginning, there has been a guiding force, a guiding principle that has always been available for some to tap into. From the moment your consciousness rose above the 200 range in vibratory rate, those who were able to perceive an awareness of self have been able to, at times, recognize an awareness of something greater. Now, of course, through the limitations of that level of consciousness came the filters and the associated meanings of sinfulness, of punishment. But we are here to assure you that this has never truly been the case. Only through perception and the filters of your lens of the lower densities of consciousness in the third dimension. And yet, there has still always been this thread. And for those whose consciousness was able to rise within the energetic field in the human body, they were able to transmit messages of love, of higher states of bliss, of acceptance, of forgiveness, even while others held true to their associated meanings of sinfulness, of punishment, of fear. And yet, there was still a way to know God, as you might say, to know an existence of a larger game, even if you lived mistakenly in fear of it. And yet at this time, it has felt for many of you like a godless land, even amidst the most atrocious tragedies of your time historically. There were those who continued to know God. There were some souls, like the soul of Viktor Frankl, for example, who were able to know God amidst the most tragic circumstances known to mankind. And yet, in this day and time, for the past several decades, beginning in your time around the year 1990, it slowly but surely became a more godless land. There were those, of course, who held the thread, the silver cord, the golden thread, to a higher source, and who wrote and spoke about such principles. But this was by and large the minority. Most individuals were enamored with science and advancements beyond any conception of God, which at that time had been viewed so punitively, so punishingly, and so sinfully that many were ready to release this. And yet, in truth, they were not releasing God, they were releasing outdated associations to it, to creation itself. This took the form of releasing all sense of a greater game at play and choosing instead to focus on what was immediately perceivable or knowable through the means of science, evidence-based science, as you might say. What could be controlled or studied visibly in a laboratory. And this continued for some time until the planet itself began to shift in vibration. And this began to happen around your time of 2012. And at this time, the planet began its ascent and its slow return to a land imbued with God. And when we say this, we mean imbued with the larger game at play, a recognition of the larger game at play and of the higher forces and higher sources that have always been watching and supporting your growth and development. And through this ascent, as a result of this ascent, many things began to take place. Many disruptions in your field, in your perception, in your experience of time, in your experience of your neighbor, in your experience of your life. There began a rapid increase in certain kinds of tragedies, in shootings, in mass killings, in polarization, in violence, in hate. Things that some societies appeared to have resolved already, and yet were far from it. In fact, what was taking place was a purging and a recognition of the shadow realm that exists in all beings of lower densities and dimensions, and yet for which humans, some at least, appeared to have resolved or done away with, and yet in reality they were just suppressing. There was a mass suppression during this time of more godlessness, a time disconnected from source. It was also a time where people appeared to do away with expression and vulnerability, appeared to want to conform to some standard of goodness or morality that did not acknowledge the tragedies taking place, did not acknowledge the shadows that they were here to live with and work through. And around this time, around this shift of 2012, the portal began to open both to the higher realms of light and the darker realms of shadow. You see, this is the journey into light, is recognizing the wholeness of the human being and welcoming it home. You do not arrive to heaven in parts, but as a whole. Therefore, it was very important for your collective to recognize the things that still lurked in the shadows. And as a result, the realms of the unconscious, of the shadow consciousness, began to make itself known on your planet, make itself known in instances of greater terror, of greater slaughter, of greater frequency of these emotions of hate, of betrayal, broken trust, scandal, and all forms of manipulation, power, and control. And yet as a result of these occurrences, the greater collective began to wake up to the truths of how societies were still, in large part, being controlled through power dynamics that appeared historical or dated, when in fact were very real and very current, through political systems, through systems of all kinds. And as a result of this greater awakening and purging, there, of course, was great outrage, great uprising, great bolstering of conviction and motivation to change. Things began to reach a peak, a fervor, in your years of 2015 and 2016, as the political systems began to change dramatically, not just in the most notable of America, but across the world. Some blame one particular individual for the shift, but of course, it could never be so. It could never be just one individual responsible for shifting the current of human consciousness and collective movements. There are so many forces at play, and if you paid attention, you would see that many systems were all shifting at once, deepening into a kind of upheaval and chaos and support for a perceived kind of freedom against the systems at play, and yet, as a means to an end, advocating for deeper violence, deeper depravity, deeper separation, judgment, and hate. So more of these unconscious realms came to a head. Now these realms, though depending on where you stand, may be attributed to one particular group or one particular uprising or one particular ideology, yet in reality, this was simply a reflection of the realms existing within all beings meant to be confronted. And so however you may have projected your own feelings of hate, your own feelings of judgment onto one particular group or one particular individual, we encourage you to see that this was necessary for the collective itself to witness the unconscious shadow realms of lower vibrational frequencies, emotions, and beliefs to come to the surface. This is the only way to integrate the wholeness of your being, the wholeness of your race, is to see that which you are up against, which was quite challenging, quite ugly for many of you to see and to witness, which you are currently witnessing and will continue to witness for a few years of your time. But we come to you now with the invitation and the opportunity to see the medicine. It may be very difficult for some of you to see the medicine of these experiences, as it has only appeared to ramp up in intensity, ramp up in violence, in disparity, ramp up in death. And yet alongside the amplification of these forms of intensity, there has also been an amplification in the portal to higher forms of light, to light source consciousness making its way to your planet, into the minds and bodies of your people. And for those who have been ready and called, they have begun to shift, to make deep pivots, to come up against perceived endpoints or blockages in the life paths they were playing out, ready to honor their soul's mission and expression into higher forms of light and service, in service of the One, in service of the All. And this starts with recognizing the wholeness of your individual being, being willing to serve all of you, all the parts of you, as well as all the parts of others. This comes with a release of judgment, a release of shame, a release of blame, a release of polarity and previously held opinions about who was right and who was wrong, about the morality game. Of course, we can say there are higher universal principles of light that support love, freedom, abundance, health, and care for all. But the way to such principles is by staring directly at all of what takes place and practicing releasing judgment for those who are called to play out different games, survival-based games, games of hate. When you allow yourself to sink into the same frequency, the same pools of hate and judgment, you limit yourselves, you imprison yourselves in the mind. You imprison your body and your nervous system into a game of survival, into a game of scarcity and competition. This is not the way to light. The way to light is by recognizing the mechanism that controls all of you through the survival programming and conditioning of your nervous systems, of your bodies, and the belief systems limited by what you call ego attached to these survival-based games. To wake up, as you say, is to recognize these mechanisms and begin to step back and acknowledge other sources of information guiding you to transcend these games. Now, of course, you may look to your world. You may look to your news cycles. You may look to all you see around you. And you may question how many souls could ever rise above such games as they are deeply entrenched in their own warfare, their own battles. But we do encourage you to see that the cord to spirit, the cord to this greater game at play, to this greater source wisdom, is and always has been available, even to those in the darkest of times who appear to be forgetting. And those who are karmically contracted and aligned to play out such games of misery will do so in order to rapidly ascend outside of the physical body. Those who are meant to leave will continue to advance in the school of spirit and return to the earth school in due time to continue their advancement. we encourage you to bring your focus back to your own emotions, back to your own thoughts. Notice where you are consciously or unconsciously limiting yourself where it need not be so. When you see these war games playing out, be watchful not to imprison yourself to them. When you yourself are not existing in such a place, it does not actually serve the collective to hold yourself hostage simply because others are being held hostage. It does not serve the collective to hold hate in your heart simply because others are playing out hate in theirs. It does not serve the collective to limit and constrict your thoughts based on a game of competition, scarcity, and winning simply because others are playing out such games to achieve the ends they think will make them happy. Practice allowing others to play out their games while allowing yourself to stand in your truth and advocate for your own power in whichever way it is meant to manifest. You see, amidst and alongside these treacherous games of conflict and shadow, there is actually greater opportunity for light and creation and expression than ever before on your planet. Yes, of course, you may still point to regimes, dictatorships that oppress. And yet, if you notice, there is greater pressure than ever before placed on these regimes because of the freedom and the awakening taking place across the globe. There are more and more individuals willing to wake up to the games of oppression that they are no longer willing to allow. And there is a grassroots movement with advancements in technology and access to freedom of speech greater than ever before to express oneself. This may also lead to mass judgment, self-imprisonment, feelings of shaming and bullying taking place because the freedom of expression is so unusual, so unheard of. The true freedom to allow beings to express themselves in all sorts of ways, it stirs up the constrictions of the mind, wired to judge, wired to conform to some sense of goodness and righteousness. And yet what you realize is that there are as many opinions and perceptions of rightness as there are beings on your planet. And so the true test has been to allow a variety of opinions, a variety of beliefs, a variety of realities to exist, and to trust that yours is worthy too, and to allow yourself to go toward it. And if you are one such being called to the light, allow yourself to get free enough to pursue it, to release the constrictions of others' perceptions of morality and rightness, because it may not actually align with your truth. What you may realize is that even if you strive for goodness, the way that you have been striving has been based in conditioning of other systems, convincing you that it has to look a certain way, that the morality game has to be played a certain way, you have to choose a certain side or belief, and yet this may not actually align with your soul's expression, with your heart, and with your unique mind. It may align with a family structure, or an educational structure, or a cultural structure, or a societal structure, a peer structure. All of these influence you. All of these have unconscious and energetic ties to the way you feel you are meant to express, to the way you feel you are meant to pursue a sense of goodness, a sense of truth, power, and freedom, all the values you hold dear. So we invite you to witness the ways in which, as you strive for a sense of goodness and truth, you are actually just playing out further mechanistic games of control because you yourself have been controlled and you yourself still feel limited by fear, still feel constricted to do what is so-called right. And yet if you truly look around, there is no right. Everyone is playing out a different game, and you're entitled to join them. Let go of this sense of needing to control everyone's game, to make them all play the same game, your game or the game you perceive is right, and instead, a greater path of least resistance would be to recognize the game that you would like to play and trust that that is acceptable. It is acceptable now to play your game, to play the game that lights you up individually. It is not selfish or greedy as many of you conceive. It is self-focused, which is okay because your world is created by the self. And through an acknowledgement of this, through acknowledging the wholeness of yourself and allowing this self to play out its own unique game, you actually get free of constrictions and align with the true nature of love in your heart for all beings. While it is true that some are not playing out this nature, it is actually quite rare. And the reality is that many, many beings, most in fact, desire to play out games of love, desire to play out games of wholeness and acceptance. They simply do not know how, because of the conditions and the mechanisms playing out their own sense of moral righteousness and rightness, projecting out moral wrongness. They themselves feel constricted, so they project constrictions and rules onto others. We invite you to see this now and to see that true freedom, true access to divinity and love and the higher realms of light is to be free enough within yourself to play out the game that is meant for you and to trust that this will align with the games others choose to play out in the name of love, in the name of creation, in the name of true power, not control, but true power in freedom and expression. As you step further and further into this freedom, more and more of the fears you've been constricted by will reveal themselves. And so you will confront these layers of fear, both in the collective and in your own personal circumstances. But as a result, you will be able to break free of them greater and more quickly than ever before. You will be tested and challenged in your body, in your mind, in your relationships, in all aspects of life that hold constrictions based in fear. And yet, you will be granted more and more possibility, more and more opportunity, more and more freedom in the days, weeks, months, and years to come to pivot with greater freedom than ever before, greater power than ever before to break the chains that have been holding you and to align with a higher vision. It may feel rapid. An invitation or an opportunity may simply uproot you from the life you have grown conditioned and comfortable with. Or it may feel subtle, nagging, something pulling at you to recognize the ways you are still playing out constrictions and fear and actually furthering this game for yourself and entrenching yourself and others in it. Now is the opportunity to begin recognizing where the constrictions of fear are holding you back and where the opportunities for freedom live. It is so important now for you individually, you personally, to see this. This is how you shine the light and create a portal to the light individually and serve the collective. If you are called to go to battle, to go to war for your beliefs, for others, of course you may do so. You have free will. But recognize if it is in true alignment of your love, of your inspiration, or if it is based in some moral obligation for duty, because these are not the same. The moral obligations for duty are changing. The guards are changing as to what feels necessary to achieve a sense of moral goodness. Many of these are outdated, that you are still playing out, that many of you culturally are still playing out, are still aligning with systems that have convinced you you need to serve in a particular way, for a particular nation, for a particular leader, religion, or belief system. You are able to get freer than ever before of these belief systems. But do not replace it with cynicism. Do not replace it with emptiness. See that you have the opportunity now to create a lighter story, a belief system that aligns with a greater truth that resonates in your heart, because you truly are the creator of your world, and you are invited now to start from the beginning, to be rebirthed, to cultivate a foundation that works for you, that aligns with principles you value, and that you would like to play out for yourself, for your family, for your neighbors, and for the collective. We invite you now to begin recognizing and stepping further into your truth, into your power and your freedom, as the opportunities will be arriving to you now to do so. Yes, there will be greater calamities, continued senses of strife and victimization, but recognize where you are victimizing yourself unnecessarily. Recognize where you are continuing to allow yourself to sink into hate and judgment, rather than creating your own game. This is not the same as digging your head in the sand, as you say. You can full well acknowledge the atrocities playing out, while also feeling full permission to go toward your version of light, which is going to be the best offering you could ever create, the best recipe you individually could ever create for goodness, light, and love on your planet. It is not going to necessarily conform with someone else's vision, although in the process you may align with others who share a similar vision to you. But be sure you are not constricting yourself or conforming to some other vision just to participate in a community. Because only by getting free in yourself will you align with the highest communities, the highest partnerships that truly support your vision and your mission. which in many ways is unique to you. Over time, the collective missions of humanity will align with one another and overlap more and more as greater groups are established to serve the light and the whole. And yet, prior to that time, it is very important for each individual to attain their own form of freedom, to become leaders in themselves, lest they align with communities before they are free and begin once again playing out games of constriction, fear, judgment, and conformity. To truly be free enough to align with communities of light, you must be willing to recognize the energetic cords, the attachments you have been playing out for the perception of getting love and validation from others. This is a very primal game humans play out, as it is based in your programming, to stay close, to stay connected, to stay relational. And yet the truth is, you could never escape relationship in your world. You are tethered. You are tethered to one another and to the greater forces at play. There's truly nothing to fear in this regard. But so many of you fear being ostracized, fear being excluded, fear being abandoned, that you will do whatever it takes to stay in the group, regardless of what the group actually believes and if it actually aligns with your higher principles of truth. So much so that most of you don't even know what your higher principles of truth really are. You have never really been given the chance or granted yourself permission to find them, to discover them. And a lot of times, this does require aloneness. This does require separation so that you may connect to yourself, that you may reconnect the cord that has been severed to your own self, to your own body, to your own mind, to your own heart, to your own source, which is truly the same source for all. And so what happens is that when people turn inward, they all arrive at the same place. But it often requires people to turn away from each other in the process so that they can recognize the attachments they themselves are playing out to other beings. This and only this will allow truly free beings to align in communities of light, in temples of light. And through these foundations of truly free beings, people will be free enough to align with the belief systems that work for them and to align with shared communities that share these beliefs and powerfully manifest the worlds that they choose to live in. And yes, there will be different worlds people will be choosing to live in, and this is okay. Those who choose more constricted, control-based, scarcity-based, and fear-based mechanisms will align with one another and play out such games. And those who choose the light, who choose true freedom, love, and harmony, will find one another, will be called to one another. You will not need to search. You will simply be called. On the wings of your own inspiration, by pursuing your own light, you will arrive exactly at the destination you are meant to be at, to align with the groups you are meant to build with. Trust this process and let it be easy. Let the universal will guide you forth, guide you to one another in time. And if you are guided inward at this time, trust you are not separate, you're not alone, you're not ostracized, you're not abandoned. And anyone who projects that onto you is simply playing out a different game. Let them do so and trust that if they are meant to join you on your journey into reconnection, they will. And those who are meant to find you will do so. We are very pleased to deliver this transmission to you at this time, and we will be continuing to support you. With pleasure and grace, we are the aspect known as Aja. Until next time, take care. Thanks for listening. If you like the episode and would like to support the podcast, please subscribe and leave a review anywhere you listen. And if you'd like to connect further, feel free to reach out on Instagram, my website, or my Patreon page at patreon.com/DrDanielAtkins, where for $5 a month, you can gain access to all sorts of exclusive benefits and offerings for the Be the Vessel community. This includes live channeled events, a new healing series podcast, and more. Until then, may you be the light, the frequency, and the vessel for your highest vision.